Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. I want to talk about apologetics first. And this is a really interesting topic for you to talk about. I want to start out first with Colossians 2:8. And I was thinking about this verse this morning, and it says this. It's going to be familiar, of course, to most of you. It says, "See to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ." See to it that no one takes you captive. And it's so cool that I was reading that this morning and thinking about that verse. And then I started preparing for us to talk together. And I just thought, oh, these go perfectly hand in hand with each other. And I want you to talk really quickly about a little bit about your past, because you were an FBI special agent. And I think this is absolutely fascinating. I don't think we've ever had an FBI special agent on the podcast with us. But as you were in the FBI, you started to see that there was a really big threat that faced our kids, that we're facing today with our kids. What is that threat? And then let's talk through why teaching our kids apologetics is such an important part of facing this war that we're truly at with our kids.
Yes. So I've been in law enforcement for 19 years. I just resigned from the FBI in January of this year to launch this new mission to protect our youth in the digital realm. But you're talking about apologetics. I didn't find apologetics until I was in the FBI. And I feel like I've been a strong Christian for many years since I was a youth. But I was working counterterrorism. I got into the FBI in 2009. And I was working counterterrorism and reading and studying counterterrorism and learning about this, the views within Islam, within radical Islam and then mainstream Islam. They have a divergent set of views about what happened to Jesus on the cross, who was Mary, what do Christians believe. And I realized that I knew that the beliefs were incorrect about the Christian theology, but I couldn't form a cogent, succinct response in order to counter that. I just said, well, this isn't true. And so I started to explore how to form that response. And I found Hank Hanegraaff, the Bible Answer Man.
Yeah.
And that was the start of learning what is apologia, what is Christian apologetics. And then I moved on to Dr. Craig with Reasonable Faith. And now fast forward, I'm a pastor ordained through our church here in Anchorage. I'm a kind of the resident apologist, and I'm able to speak on these topics. But something you mentioned about that, at the very base of each of us is a worldview, whether we acknowledge it or not. And so that worldview thereby sets the stage for what do we do in life? What do we believe is right or wrong? And so let's fast forward all the way to now. I have a 9-year-old son. He was 7 years old when he got what I call bit by YouTube, which is when one of our youth sees something on YouTube they shouldn't have seen. And then I went to YouTube Kids, and it's worse. We can talk more about that later. But I realized that there's a real battle for the hearts and minds of our children. And it all starts with there are opposing worldviews. And other people think this is good for our children. What we may think is not good for our children. And so now we have to decide, what is it that is good for our children to see and hear? And that's what led me down the path of leaving the FBI to fight an even bigger fight, which was to protect our children in the digital realm.
As you were studying apologetics, what was the one thing, or maybe couple of things, that just really struck a chord with you where you went, oh, this is what I need to know. This is why I need to know it. And then passing that on, that desire to pass that on to your son.
Well, I as I studied Christian apologetics and was able to then respond to questions that either my fellow Christians had as they walked through their faith, and I could realize I could help buttress their faith, I could strengthen their faith, I could embolden them. And then when the Mormon knocked on the door, when the atheist came, I was able to sit down with them, and I wasn't put off immediately, or my hackles didn't go up in the back of my neck and I didn't feel threatened. I realized that I could speak with them. I could engage with them. And I had very good evidence to stand on. And so I want other Christians to feel that, to feel mm-hmm. that strength in their faith so they can go out and then evangelize without being fearful because they know they've trained. Just like in SWAT, I was in SWAT for many years. If you didn't train and you got dropped into one of these operations, high-risk warrant service or something like that, well, your knees would be shaken and you wouldn't feel prepared. But when you've trained and trained and trained, you know you're ready. Mm-hmm. And that's how I want our fellow Christians to feel, is ready. And more so, I don't want our children to wait until they're 30 to learn the word apologetics. Right. I don't want them to wait until they're adults to then start studying the evidence. Let's encourage them when they're young to understand the evidence and to be prepared to live out their faith. And that's what we do with Good Tube Kids. At the very base is the Christian worldview. And then everything we do, our cooking, our fitness, our hunting, our careers, is built off of that. And so I want our youth to learn that. They can be in the world, but not of the world.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.